Well, during National Poison Prevention Week, you're going to hear a lot about any variety of dangers, especially in the home. But one thing I want to talk about this morning is something that you might not even consider. In 2012, the American Association of Poison Control Centers received more than 94,000 calls related to acetaminophen. Of those, nearly 37,000 required treatment in a healthcare facility, visit to the hospital. And more than 1,000 resulted in a major illness or even death. I mean, this can be fatal. Joining us this morning is pharmacist Jennifer Polson with more details. And Dr. Polson, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Chris. And this is a very important topic. And most patients know that acetaminophen is also known as Tylenol, or maybe that's what they're more familiar with. And it is a serious topic, and most patients may not realize that this is a very common ingredient in many over-the-counter medications and also prescriptions that we take every day for headache, pain, fever, cough, a cold, allergies for sleep, or menstrual cramps. So I think the most important message is to review what's in your medicine cabinet and make sure that you only take one of these products that contain acetaminophen at any given time to make sure you don't take too much.
It's interesting. You say the common name that we know it by is Tylenol, and that's actually maybe one of the problems is that we think that this is Tylenol, and that's it. If I'm not taking Tylenol, then I'm not taking acetaminophen, and this is, as you mentioned, in any variety of products.
That's correct. And one patient, I have a story for you, a 13-year-old female who was taking Pamprin, which contains 500 milligrams of acetaminophen, and she was taking it for a menstrual cramp, and her mother gave it to her before she went to school. And the mother also gave her 6 tablets to take with her to school in case she needed any, because her pain was still out of control. Well, the daughter proceeded to take all 6 tablets within a few hours and needed to be rushed to the hospital and treated. So that just, goes and tells you, Pamprin, which we think, is an over-counter, it's safe to take.
Right.
And, didn't read the directions that you should only take one of those, every 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
And took too much.
And if someone would take more acetaminophen than they should, I mean, if they're on that edge of taking too much, are there symptoms which would indicate that there is an overdose, that you're getting close to an overdose?
Unfortunately, sometimes patients don't have any symptoms for the first few days, and so usually what happens is the patient or a caregiver comes aware that they've taken too much and will call the Poison Control Center at 1-800-222-1222, which has a pharmacist on staff 24 hours, and they at that time can help the patient and, recommend whether or not they need to seek emergency medical care. And some patients do have general symptoms, which may include nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or, a lack of energy or appetite. But they're very general symptoms, and so patients may not know they're experiencing acetaminophen toxicity.
I was gonna say, those could indicate any number of things, so it'd be very difficult to sort of nail that down as the source. And as we mentioned, this can, in some cases, be deadly.
That's correct. It is the number one cause for liver failure here in the United States. So it is very important that you be aware of what you're taking, even over-the-counter medications, and look for those symptoms, even though they're pretty general.
Now, are there special considerations when we're talking about young people? I mean, at different ages, obviously the dosage is going to be different.
Yes, I think in particular for parents to be aware, again, children's medicine are like adults. There's the cough and cold and then the headache and fever. And so what we generally see is, parents will pick out one that's for fever and one that's a cough and cold. And they may not read or understand the age and weight calculation. And so they may take both products and they may even use the wrong calculated weight and age dose. So it's very important that you take the time to read the labels and only take one product that has acetaminophen, especially in children.
So the takeaway here, and this goes for both children and adults, is to make sure that we are aware of the dosages and the active ingredients on the label of what we're taking.
That's correct, and follow the instructions.
And you point out, and it's a very good point, that a pharmacist, even though so many of these things are over-the-counter, a pharmacist can actually assist if you have any questions about what you should be taking or not taking.
That's correct. A pharmacist is the medication expert that's usually in every single pharmacy. And so, you know, feel free to go and ask that pharmacist to come out from behind the counter, and they'd be more than happy to tell you about acetaminophen and tell you what's safe for you in particular with your age and your other conditions and other medications. So please, you know, seek the advice from a pharmacist, even in regards to over-the-counter medication.
And again, we're talking about acetaminophen because this is obviously such a common active ingredient in so many things, but this would go for all medications, really.
That's correct. All medications, you know, have usually a maximum amount, and, you know, based off of whether it's cleared from the kidneys or liver and also your age may have a different dose. So every year I recommend to patients to check in with their physicians because we change each year and to make sure that they still need that medication they're currently on and if that dose and strength is appropriate and the way they're taking it for that, you know, if things had changed in that year. So always bring in all your medications, over-the-counter prescriptions, herbal medications to your physician visit or to your pharmacist in your local pharmacy and have those discussions every year as part of your just keeping healthy, you know, your annual check-in.
Again, we have to take these things seriously. Again, we kind of sometimes fall into that sense of security because they're over-the-counter, that they're safe under all circumstances, and it's just not the case. As we mentioned, more than 94,000 calls related to acetaminophen alone at poison control centers in 2012. Now, you have a website where folks can get more information about this, right?
That's correct. Please visit safemedication.com, and there's a link to the Pharmacist Journal, which specifically discusses how to take acetaminophen safely.
Important information to know for National Poison Prevention Week. And again, Pharmacist Jennifer Poulsen with us this morning from Kaiser